In 1982, my brother was given a Sony CFS500 boombox stereo for his birthday. It was awesome. It had AM/FM radio, dual volume controls, an LED graphic equalizer, output jacks, and big speakers. And all of this was built around a cassette recorder. With the cassette recorder, we could save the songs we heard on the radio to a tape so we could listen to them anytime we wanted. With the audio output, we could send the signal into a regular tape deck and build our own compilation albums. We now owned the world of audio. This was happening all over the country, and people were discovering that they could build their own little audio programs by rearranging miscellaneous recordings into something that held meaning to them. Clips from TV shows and movies.
Crichton, what are you doing, man?
I've just repaired the toaster, sir. Well, I've nearly repaired the toaster.
Oh, no, man, dismantle him. You don't know what a little bleeder's like.
Comedic bits. Prank phone calls.
But the reason why the curse works is because all children have brain damage.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
Yes, I bought glasses there. My name is Saul Rosenberg.
Yes?
And my eyes are going crazy.
Poetry.
Love is not all. It is not meat, not drink, nor slumber, nor a roof against the rain.
And music.
Gotta get back in time.
These all came together into a personal and artistically organized creation. Usually consisting of a theme, the tapes were typically made for a specific person and were meant to convey how the creator was feeling at the time. With the advent of computers, MP3 players, and digital content, this time-consuming and thoughtful form of expression has been lost. This program is looking to bring it back. Back then, we didn't have social media. We didn't call people our friend until we shared with them who we felt we really were, what we liked to do, the type of music we liked to listen to, the sort of movies we liked to watch. We would spend hours poring over what to share and how to present it. We would meet new people and make new friends, and if we were lucky, we could fall in love. All of this could be done simply by handing someone a plastic cassette and saying to them, I made you this mixtape.
I wish there was a social excuse to make you a cassette tape. I teach you all about my life from side B to side A. Fast forward, rewind, whenever you mind.
We had four TV channels and there was a big wheel in every driveway. We watched Battlestar Galactica, Mork and Mindy, and The Love Boat. Unfortunately, our lives weren't that exciting and new, as there were no malls to hang out at, and there were only a few places to go to where kids could cluster together and have fun. One place firmly etched in my memory is the Happy Wheels Skate Center in Augusta, Maine. Roller skating was huge then, and I wasn't very good at it. The thing was, you didn't need to be good to enjoy yourself there. They played loud music, had a snack bar, disco lights, and members of the opposite sex. I couldn't skate backwards, hell, I could hardly skate forwards, but I knew it would always be a great time. Like anything, there were always people who could show off, like the local girl who could do splits 3 inches off the floor, or that guy wearing the I'm a Pepper t-shirt that could make it look like he was skating while staying in one spot. Then there was the couple that could spin around while moving forward. On this episode of I Made You This Mixtape, we will play a tribute tape to one night in 1979 at the roller rink. Occasionally, a song would come on that would draw everyone out onto the floor, regardless of skating ability. You'll hear most of them here, along with a few surprises. So, lace them up, everybody, and let's get down! Hold on, I need to press play.
This is a ladies-only skate, ladies-only. All men, please clear the floor.
lady, single baby, sophisticated mama. Come on, you disco lady. Yeah, stay with me tonight, mama. Yeah.
Thank you. floor.
Thank you.
Next up, we're going to do Ladies' Choice Couples. Ladies' Choice Couples.
Just close my eyes again. Climbed aboard the Dreamweaver train. Trying to take away my worries of today and leave tomorrow.
We've got some prizes to give away. We've got some t-shirts, some keychains, and one free pizza. You know what time it is. Let's limbo.
Every limbo boy and girl all around the limbo world gonna do the limbo rock all around the limbo clock. Jack be limbo, Jack be quick, Jack go under limbo stick. Limbo lower now. yourself a limbo, girl. Give that chick a limbo whirl. There's a limbo moon above. You will fall in limbo love. Jack be limbo, Jack quick. Jack go under limbo stick. All around the limbo clock. Hey, let's do the limbo rock. Don't move that limbo bar. You'll be a limbo star. How low can you go?
Congratulations, Tammy. You won the limbo contest. Please come to the snack bar to collect your prize. Back to an all skate. Incidentally, there's a red Ford Fairmont in the parking lot. Your lights are on. Again, a red Ford Fairmont in the parking lot. Your lights are on.
Everybody was kung fu. They fought with expert timing. There were funky China men from funky Chinatown. They were chopping them up, they were chopping them down. It's an ancient Chinese art, and everybody knew their part. From a fainting to a slip, and a kicking from the hip. Everybody was kung fu fighting.
Center ring. Please line up facing inwards on the center ring.
Everything on your mental.
That's an all skate.
Believe.
everyone. We want to thank you for being with us tonight. It's been a fun night. This is going to be the last song.
Tonight.
Well, that's our show for today. Thanks for listening. We really appreciate it. Want to hear it again? Or do you have an interest in hearing a previous episode? Visit the archive on our website. That's imadeyouthismixtape.net. We're now also available through iTunes. As always, our show is sponsored by The Community School in Camden, online at thecommunityschool.org. Side Country Sports in downtown Rockland, online at sidecountrysports.com. And our local family-owned and operated Dunkin' Donuts at 4 locations, Rockland, Waldoboro, Rockport's Dead River Store, and in the Rockland Walmart. Production support for today's show was provided by Renee Philbrook. If you would like to drop us a note or send us your mixtape to be played on a future show, you can do so via the Postal Service. Send your correspondence to I Made You This Mixtape, P.O. Box 1149, Rockland, Maine, 04841. Guidelines for submissions can be found online at our website. Again, that's imadeyouthismixtape.net. Please provide the story behind your mixtape. We know that there is one. This is Nate Greenleaf for I Made You This Mixtape, telling you to remember to turn your Dolby on and the auto reverse off. Until next time. A social excuse to make you